The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Episode 2, I Told You So. Bad decisions, great stories, expensive consequences. College, what happened?
What happened in college? So, where did you go for college?
PLM, Pamantasan Lungsod ng Maynila.
Mga full name pa.
Siyempre. Kasi may Pamantasan Lungsod ng Marikina, Makati.
Oh, is there? Oh, you know that. So, okay. Oh, yeah, there is. Stupid. Okay.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, PLM, Intramuros yan. So, the chain of universities to na Mapua, Lyceum, Letran. Tapos kami yung dulo. PLM. Ikaw?
I went to Mint College. And then I went to UP Manila. And that's where I graduated.
UP Manila yung sa may ano?
Taft.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the OG UP. And then the one.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Near Robinson's. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's basically like every day I'm so grateful to God that I didn't like contract their brand new disease from PGH. Because it's right across.
Oh, actually, it is.
Yeah.
I'm personal. What's your question?
It was a humanities course. Every time somebody asks me what my course is, especially after hearing UP Manila, they're always like, oh, did you take up a pre-med course? No. We are the arts and sciences school, but I did Philippine arts, and I focused on arts management, and I minored in cultural studies. So research, field work, everything.
That's why it's mabuhay.
Yeah.
Very cultural.
On brand.
Okay. I took Infotech, IT. IT. It's actually not my first choice.
What was your first choice?
First choice is actually ECE.
What's ECE?
But
oh, electronic.
Electronic, what, communication engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, that's not really the personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I grew up thinking that I want to be that one. I want to be an engineer because of my dad.
Oh, yeah?
So
oh,
it was like a passed on. You know how things are before we're in. You are cultured in a way that, okay, when you grow up, you want to be like your dad. You have to be like your dad. You have to be like your parents and all, diba? So when you're growing up, elementary, grade school, high school, you were thinking, when I get to college, I will take this course. But when I was there filling up the forms.
That's so real, though. Yeah.
Diba? When I was there filling up the forms, and I was about to check ECE. I had a change of heart. Like, is this really what I want?
Damn.
And I mean, I was like at the decision of making a decision for my life because of my late dad. Because he passed away already during that time. So, so my dad was no longer around. So I was like, okay, am I just really continuing his legacy? And if he's still around, is this what he wants? Right. So I was like, okay, I'll take this one, the other one, the IT stuff. It's something that I really don't understand at that point, or maybe all of the college or incoming college students really don't understand what they're getting into, right? But for me, I took that course because, okay, I need the money.
Oh,
I know that.
You became the breadwinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And during that time, it's all about being a nurse.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's your generation mostly.
Oh.
Your side of the generation. Disclaimer, we're both millennials, but he's the older millennial.
That's how Jokoy would tell it, right?
Oh, okay.
So, being a nurse or coming into a computer.
Wanting to be a dancer.
I want to be a Jabba Walkie.
No,
pero, ayun, so
I shit on my dreams.
I took that. Pero I wouldn't consider it as a bad decision because it's something that I know I would be needing moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you? I mean, any bad decisions during college?
Sa beginning pa lang. Oh God, it was so stupid because I was in high school.
Wait, you asked me this one.
Well,
how far is college right now?
What do you mean?
I mean, nung college ka, ilang years na?
Oh. Wow. It doesn't feel like it's been very long because of the pandemic. I graduated in 2019. So 2021, it's been 3 years. But it doesn't feel like 3 years. It feels like I just graduated last year.
Oh.
Weird. Yeah.
Ako ano ba? 2007.
Stop.
So just do the math.
Stop, really?
Oh, 2007. I graduated 2007. Yeah, but I was working already about third year college. So I had a job in a hotel.
Guy. Do you want to share that? Because it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit of it. I got into a job third year college. At that time, nobody, hindi pa ganun kadami talaga yung may alam ng internet during that time. Mm-hmm. So, when we talk about fast internet, mm-hmm. you go to hotels.
Yeah.
Right? You go to hotels because it's expensive. You pay it, mm-hmm. diba? So, well, at home, you spend the dial-up time.
Oh my God! Okay.
Pero the broadband yun yung hotel, so sobrang social mo na nun. So what happened was I entered my job there as an intern. OJT days.
Ah, OJT lang pala.
OJT start. It started as OJT, parang talagang third year college. Tapos cable installer. Mm-hmm. I went up the ceiling and everything.
Oh, shit.
Installed the cables that the Wi-Fi during that time. Pag kasi sinabi mo may Wi-Fi, just ko sobrang wow, and you know how to install one? Wow, diba? Mm-hmm. So at that time, I finished the OJT after 2 months, and then after that, inabsorb ako ng hotel, kasi nobody will maintain it for them.
And you would do it for much cheaper than the professionals.
Okay. I'm actually not paid.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's definitely much cheaper than.
But. The catch is,
yeah.
They gave me a room.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the kicker.
For 2 years.
I thought you were paid like a little bit.
Maybe allowance. Allowance and, well, technically they're paying me because I don't have to bother about what I will eat.
Oh, because it's a buffet. Oh, yeah, my God.
Because I have the buffet and I can eat. So it's really a fun story. But anyway, going back here. But college.
Wait.
Yeah.
Commercial. Were you allowed to use like the pool in the gym?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's too much.
I would have gone that route.
But I don't have to use the pool. You have your own bathtub.
That's true.
So
yeah, somehow. But you can't swim anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Right. if you're the dipping type of guy.
No, yeah, that's true.
That would fit. But bad decision. I think if there's one decision, I would say na mali during college was I overdo things. I overdo things. I pressured myself too much that, okay, I have to graduate on time because I have things to do right after. So there's no room for mistakes. To the point that I almost died. I almost died na sobrang half paralyzed ako.
The fuck? Sorry, wait.
Right now, it's a funny story na lang pagka binabalikan ko and my college
it's
friends.
It's not funny. You almost died.
my college friends would remember this very clearly because, I don't know, later on you share your college story.
I didn't almost die in college. This is
the thing there is, in PLM, we're asked to, thesis defense, right?
Okay.
So, defense, call time in the morning, 5:30, and then...
Okay.
Yeah, sobrang aga. Yeah. Tapos yung group namin will present at night time. That's very weird.
Wait, why did you have to stay the whole day?
I don't know. So, kung nakikinig yung mga prof ko, why? But I don't know, right? So yun yung practice with...
Leave it in the comments below, profs.
Yun yung practice dun sa PLM that time. But right now, syempre, not on the academic portion, but most likely on the character development.
From 5:30, how is that a character thing, though?
It's something that you are groomed to be patient enough or whatever. But,
what? Okay.
But that's it. So basically, you are in there. Okay. You're in the school. You're in the campus from morning till nighttime. Okay. And then we're IT, right? Mm-hmm. So we do programs and stuff.
Oh, so you don't have sleep anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So
there it is.
So
it's a connection.
What happened there is, okay, you will present your stuff out there, and then they will have the, okay, this is our comments, and da, 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 da. And as if they're asking you to tweak it overnight. And in either world, it's not possible. Of course, as a student, you don't know that.
Right? Oh.
You don't know how to reason properly, mm-hmm. and everything. You just need to okay. I will follow.
Oh.
But in reality, yun pala yun.
Yeah.
You have to learn when to say no, mm-hmm. but properly. Mm-hmm. Right, so I think that's something that they are teaching us at the same time.
Mm.
That you don't have to commit, that yes, we can do this. We'll provide this tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera.
So you could have said no to not being there at 5:30 then, if that's the case.
Well, true. Yeah. True enough.
Interesting.
Could actually reason out, right? Properly.
Yeah. That yeah. It doesn't make sense that we're here.
Our schedule is 8 in the evening. Can our call time be 5:30 in the afternoon?
Something 8 like in that. The evening?
Yes. So, those are things that, ewan ko kung nagtitrip lang sila, pero nakakatawa na lang balikan. But going back, bad decision is, I didn't take care of myself. Mm-hmm. So, puyat ka na, mm-hmm. you go out there, and then, kakain ka, ano ba yan? Yung instant noodles.
Oh, really?
Combo yan eh. Instant noodles, and then C2 apple.
Dude! Mine was that Copico 75.
Mas malala ka. Palpitate ka nun.
Yeah,
so,
it kept me alive. That's why I didn't die.
C2 apple, tapos ano, tapos yakisoba yun, alam ko.
Oh,
that's really a brand for that. So it's a bad combination. Mm-hmm. Bad decision na agad
dun palang. Eh. Yeah, that's right? Bad decision.
So,
people don't realize that not taking yourself is a bad decision in its own.
Exactly. Whether physically, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of yourself, if you live by how you are actually gaslighted from before,
mm-hmm.
na okay, you have to think about this. It's being selfish if you think about yourself, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, at this point, you should be taking care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot really share yourself to others. You
That's
don't expect
true.
It.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really expect it. Okay.
As the great RuPaul said,
so
if you don't love yourself, how could what was it? How are you gonna love anybody if you don't know how to love yourself or something? Oh,
aww.
I will put that in the caption.
Aww. Okay, that's a bad decision. Not taking care of yourself. So. Great story or whatever expensive consequence I have there. Almost died. Okay, we were walking, but wet.
Then group,
after the thesis. Okay. So you have your mind full now, okay, we have to do this and that and that and that. So basically, you're tired already, but you mm-hmm. have the things in mind that you have to deliver tomorrow.
Okay.
And the call time again tomorrow is
5:30.
Exactly. So another 5:30 a.m.
Oh, that's dreadful.
So you don't know what time are you going to sleep or what, because you have things to do. And remember, when you do thesis, you do the program, and then there's also someone creating the documents. Okay, so that's two things. But anyway, that's a bit technical.
How many were you in the thesis group?
It's about 8 or 9.
8?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay.
But we know that. We know how groups work.
Yeah, it's like one or two people carrying
it. We know how groups work. But I love those guys. Don't worry.
Okay.
I really love those guys. I mean, we've been ups and downs, because we're juggling how many subjects, right? We're just talking about thesis at that time, uh-huh. but we have 5 subjects.
Oh.
So it's a group handling 5 projects at the same time. So mm-hmm. it's a good management as well, that
mm-hmm.
2 of them are doing this project on mm-hmm. this one, etc. So it's a good practice. The thing there is, when we were walking dito sa, I think that's Manila, SM Manila, mm-hmm. the underpass there, subway.
Oh.
Ngayon, ang ganda na nun eh. Nahulog ako.
Stop!
They would remember that. Kasi parang, gusto na lang tumawa na. Tapos ito, syempre, kasi nakakatawa, pero nare-realize na nilang what's happening. Na parang,
How did it happen? Like, your legs just like,
yes.
Became noodles.
It collapsed. Tapos, nakaya ko pa. So, okay. Walk, drag, mm-hmm. et cetera. And then, I was climbing the jeepney.
You were climbing the jeepney?
Oh, kasi.
Okay. I felt like you were.
No. Right, yung pinaka-right leg ko.
Okay.
Nag-start na siyang walang maramdaman.
Oh my God.
Oh, numb na siya.
Yeah.
Tapos I was walking from, if you know, Divisoria to Tondo Church, something like that. Ganong kalayo.
It's kind of far, yeah.
It's kind of far. And then I was walking. I was dragging, literally dragging myself not to walk, just to reach.
Yeah.
Because I have relatives there.
Uh-huh.
I have relatives there. So in my head, while I was walking, I cannot reach my house in Navotas na. Because I have to ride one more. So when I went down to Divisoria, I was like, okay, I have to get there.
Uh-huh.
Because hindi ko na kaya. So I did. But at the morning, wala na. Wala na akong maramdaman. Literal. Wala na akong maramdaman. So para akong, shucks, what's happening? And so on, ganyan, ganyan. Well, then, of course, nadala ako sa hospital, et cetera. So pagdating doon, potassium. So naubusan ako ng potassium. Bumagsak talaga na.
So kids. That's what happens.
Ha?
That's what happens pala. So kids, yes. Eat your bananas.
Actually, eat your bananas. Kasi, yun lang din talaga eh. And siguro at that time, when I was really recovering, mm-hmm. The thing there is you have to have a strong mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you will not, I was like fourth year, third year college during that time. You're still young, di ba?
Yeah.
You cannot have that, ano eh.
Akala mo kaya mo pa.
Oo.
Kasi that's the thing eh. Because like when you're in high school,
mm-mm.
parang kaya mong from 7 to 6 even in the evening. Because there's extracurriculars pa and everything.
And that became a trend pagdating sa computer shops before nung 2000s. Computer shops, wala nang tayuan yun mula umaga hanggang gabi, naglalaro ng Dota or whatever.
Oh.
And then, ang go-to meal that time is pancit canton. And sito talaga. So, I was like, okay, sige, good luck. Good luck, I've been there.
Oh my God.
That's one of the most notable stories for me. Ikaw.
Wait, how did you get better?
Meds, tapos talagang bananas. I have to, talagang, Diyos ko, ang mahirap lang dun, syempre. Alam mo naman how bananas are. Mm. You eat. So ang ending mo,
medyo nakaka...
Constipated ka
naman. Oh, yun din.
So, kailangan mo rin ng balance.
So, you need...
Mahirap yun.
It's a vicious cycle.
Oh, sobrang
yun. But I do hear other benefits is like, na somebody told me that the effects of banana is almost equal to caffeine. In the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you eat it with an empty stomach, apparently. It gives you that same energy.
Oh.
Apparently. I haven't tried it yet. But there's also fiber, also helps with stomach problems and stuff. So, yeah.
Mm-mm. That's it. I mean, for me, I mean, that's one of the most, sabihin natin talagang, well, bad decision. This is a bad decision. It's not really about taking care of yourself. Kasi tama yung sinabi mo, you're young and you think you're kaya mo lahat eh.
Exactly.
Diba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny because I often hear it when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Dun sa mga matatanda, syempre na, pag ikaw hindi ka nagtanda, pagtanda mo, tsaka kababawian yan.
Oh, I know that so well, yeah.
It's very true. Now that I am, 37,
mm-hmm.
it's very true.
Dude, that's something I worry for my mom about, actually, because like she's such a heavy smoker and kind of a drinker also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that she's like over, but like growing up, that's the main reason why I never smoked cigarettes, because like I saw how heavily they do it, and like just the smell makes me nauseous. I get asthma attacks also when I just walk by somebody who smokes. And, like, I keep thinking to myself, like, one time she smoked, like, a whole box on her own.
Wow.
Yeah. Because she was that stressed. And then she would only drink Coca-Cola. And then I keep thinking, like, you're not drinking any water. You're not doing, you're not eating anything healthy.
Mm.
And she's like a machine up to now. She's like a machine. But I keep thinking in the back of my head, oh, my God, when she's older, it's really going to bite her in the ass. Like, I'm going to look at her and I'm going to feel bad.
As much as we don't want to, but
that's how it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
How about you, college?
College, I didn't have any vices, I'm proud to say. I loved my sleep, so I didn't go through anything like that. I did hate the occasional hell week, obviously, but... My first regret was high school. Did I say this already? I don't even know anymore.
Mm.
High school, everybody was, well, actually, because I came from an IS high school, and everybody was moving on to 11th grade and 12th grade. I wanted to graduate 10th grade already to get into college. Everybody was not at the same pace as I was. And it was mostly because I didn't want to be a financial burden anymore, because I have school, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So I got a bit cocky because I was in student council, and then I was in varsity and everything. My grades were pretty good. I got cocky, and my mom was pretty cocky about it too. She was like, "You don't have to study for UPCAT. It's so easy." And then it was after the UPCAT, I realized, wait, my mom's stupid smart. Why do I think I'm the same as her? Because I did not study for the UPCAT. Mm. And it was the only exam that I applied for.
That you took?
Yeah, it was the only one. Wow. I was so cocky. And I didn't pass. I don't even remember what courses I took, because what mattered to me the most was that I got into UP, and I didn't care how I got in. So I failed UPCAT. I was like, oh no, how am I going to get in? I tried applying through fine arts. The quota was even smaller for fine arts at the time. Yeah. So I didn't get in second time. And I did get into Mint College. But that was already a regret on its own, that I didn't study. I got too cocky. And it's also because, like, nobody else was going through what I was going. So I figured, maybe nobody else. There are other people who are not taking the exams.
Right.
I mean, who are not studying for the exams, mm-hmm. I mean, who aren't going to review schools. And I didn't even know that was a thing at the time. Yes, nobody told you also?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jeez. And it's expensive. It's pretty expensive.
I feel it.
It's like 20,000 or something.
It works for me. I feel that if I study mm-hmm. prior to the exam, mm-hmm. I get blackout.
Oh.
Mas lalo ko na overload. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live by if I know something during the time that you taught me that.
Yeah.
I already know.
Same.
Stuff.
Yeah, same. Like, it has to be something that's ingrained in a process.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a learned thing. It can't be something that's learned on the spot. So when I was looking at, like, region 1, region 2, I was like, what the fuck is region 1?
It's funny how right now that we are at this point, our stage, right? That when you see, like, you're now, you went into corporate and everything, mm-hmm. you went into this sales rally or whatever, yeah. diba? They lock you in a boot camp for about 3 to 5 days, and then they keep on telling you the same things.
Which is?
They tell you on what you need to know. So the thing with boot camps or whatever there is, or, mm-hmm. or camp workshops, is that dapat yung umaattend mm-hmm. at the end of the boot camp, or maybe day 3 or day 4, mm-hmm. they would tell themselves, alam ko na yan eh. Because that is when it's successful.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because you already ingrained it in mm-hmm. day 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
You deliver it differently, pero makikita nung taong nakikinig na, mm-hmm. It's the same thing. You're telling it to me the same thing. The same thing all over and over again. Mm-hmm. But that's really the point of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like hypnosis.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it is, right? It sounds like it, yeah. So, yeah.
That's good. College.
Can I just get into the process? Because I got into Mint College and I was happy there. That was another regret that I had. That, because it was in Mint College where I was, where I debuted as an artist, musician, officially. Because it was a project for one of the classes to choose a student in Mint College to launch as an artist, and I already had music written, so they chose me, and it was going really well. I was getting gigs here and there, I was getting articles and everything, features, and all of a sudden my parents told me, okay, we're gonna have to pull you out.
I've been.
And then I didn't understand why, because my course was marketing, and I thought that, okay, this is a really good course to get into, and then I could still do my music on the side and everything.
Right.
I have, like, a good group of friends and everything.
And the support group is there.
Yeah. And then my dad was like, yeah, but is that really what you want? Like, do you really want to stick with the same people? You don't want to get out of that comfort zone. And that's something that I look back at today, because those are some lessons that I wish I had learned from a father figure before, you know what I mean? Because this is my stepdad. And some of the meaningful things, life lessons that were put into words are from my dad. And he's a sports guy, so, like, you know, very mind and body type of person. So when he told me that, I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I would want to revisit UP. And at the time, it was kind of no hope. I feel like that was my lowest low, as in, like, of all the years I've lived, I think that was my lowest low, where I didn't have anywhere to go, and I wasn't given a choice where to go. Mm. So I didn't have a school, and I didn't think about going to UP anymore, actually, because, like, I failed twice. What makes you think that I would get in the third time? Yeah. And then we found this course in UP Manila, and, like, I aced the test. Like, it was, when I saw the test, I was like, really? That's so easy. And then it was fun for me, too, when I answered it. And then the interview portion was also, like really smooth. But, of course, you can never be too confident. And then I got that call saying, oh, you got in. Mm-hmm. And, oh, no, actually, I called them. I was like, hi, I just wanted to be sure that if the results came in, because I want to know if I have a school in, like, a month from now. And they're like, what's your name? Phoenix. Oh, yeah, you're here. Come here to pick up your requirements and everything. I was so happy. I cried in the car when I heard this.
But you are already studying in Mint.
I had to leave already that same summer. Yeah.
Okay, but you started studying in Mint.
Yeah, I was already in Mint for like a year.
A year already. Yeah, okay. A year. And then you have to transfer.
Yeah.
Transfer back.
My parents pulled me out. Mm-mm. Which, like, I felt bad about that decision because it wasn't really clear why. And I think that's something that, that's the closure I wish I had. But now, I guess as an adult, like, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Because I still ended up in my dream school. I wasn't happy with, emotionally, psychologically in the school, but the fact that I graduated in my dream school, which is where I wanted to be in from the start, like there are a lot of regrets from in those 5-6 years that... Mm-hmm. That I'm glad I went through. Mm-mm. Yeah.
What do you think would you be if you have continued to Mint?
In Mint, I would probably just be in like an ordinary marketing job, like anything I could get my hands on, basically. But I don't think I would have. I mean, no shame, man. It's really the path that I saw myself in.
Yeah.
That I would just be coming up, basically. Coming up with creative ideas. Mm-mm. And that's what I wanted to do. I really, from the very beginning, I wanted to be somebody who gave out creative ideas and to execute these ideas. And somehow, I guess that really was my calling because I've always been an artistic person, but like while I also saw myself as a musician ever since I was a kid, a singer ever since I was a kid, I've always seen myself as a creative person who took photos, who painted drawings, who wanted like theater stuff to happen and all that. Like I envisioned all those creative things. And somehow I went 360 and still found that place. Exactly. So if that's your calling, no matter what anybody tells you, it's gonna find you. But you still have to make sure that you keep in line with yourself.
Madedelay lang pero hindi makakancel.
But you have to, as yourself, still make sure that it's in your mind. It's on your mind, at least. Or like, you still think about, maybe this could happen, but this is still something that I've been thinking about for the past 10 years, 20 years. And I feel like this still is my calling. Because there's so many stories of, like, my mom has this lawyer friend. Took the bars, officially a lawyer and everything, successful, earning a lot, happy family. And then he quit it entirely because he still wanted to revisit the idea of putting up his own restaurant. That was it. And then that's where he was happy. Yeah, so I think the lesson that I would want to share with myself or my younger siblings when they finish college is that, like, I want you to pursue your passion, but the smart thing to do is to have a backup plan.
Exactly.
You can't just like put everything into that one thing.
Yeah.
But the smarter thing to do is that your backup plan is something that you could still do something with. that you would be happy with.
I want to be realistic in terms of how the society works, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a very perfect society.
It's not.
They're rich because they're poor because they're rich. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. I hit rock bottom. Alam mo yan. I mean, ground up and all, diba?
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, IT, I wouldn't say it's something that I really I want. Gusto ko rin naman, pero hindi yun talagang yun. I'm also in the field na tipong gusto ko okay, yung creative stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe multimedia arts or whatever. Pero during that time, wherever you read news or whatever, if you need money, yun nga, mag-nurse ka, mag-IT ka. That's mm-hmm. it. So I think my two cents naman there with what you shared is all about. It's expensive to live life.
It is. Regardless.
It really is. But at the same time, you have to be smart, street mm-hmm. smart at the same time, strategic with mm-hmm. your moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, ako, the way I did it, which is, I can't say it will work for everyone, mm-hmm. but maybe for some it would work, is really, okay, spend the first years really working a living, but never... wag mong bitawan. Never drop your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? On what you want to do, what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting is something I was voicing out when I was working in a retail company. I know that mm-hmm. I've been talking to some of my friends there that, okay, one day I will do podcasting. At that point, the only one that's doing podcasting is Mo. Mm-hmm. With Good Times with Mo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is very unofficial.
It was, yeah, super...
Oh, super raw lang
yun. Uncommon, yeah.
I was here, I was listening to the arena and everything, and mm-hmm. then I'm going to do that, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, well, something that relates to manifestation. It's mm-hmm. something that when you say it mm-hmm. together with actions, mm-hmm. it really will work.
Yeah.
Diba? And, well, with what happened to what we're doing right now, diba? I mean, with the new you, it's something mm-hmm. that started as a podcast and then as a publication right now. Mm-hmm. And we have the music yeah. industry out there, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, of course, we're looking out with independent artists or whoever mm-hmm. who needs the platform, diba? So it's something that... And done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think with all of this... bad decisions that we could actually call mistakes. Mm-hmm. Definitely, there's something big that's going to be like a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also lead you to something that you will be thankful for.
Yeah.
Diba? At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Ako, I wouldn't say, yeah. If I say right now that, oh, bad decision na nag-ID ako. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Why? If not,
it helped you. Yeah.
I won't be able to build a website.
Oh, that's true. Right? This wouldn't have happened.
Right? If I didn't, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to understand how the technicalities of mm-hmm. how production would work during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. But what it helps also is the versatility of what you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super important.
Lalo ngayon.
Yeah.
Super. I mean, I was thinking the other day in terms of how the curriculum is. I mean, mm-hmm. let's save it for another discussion. But with K-12 coming in, but still mm-hmm. jobs are not in there.
Yeah.
Diba? Right after so they graduate K-12. So it's mm-hmm. so confusing for kids. Yeah. And lalo na tiring yan for parents and so as with the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to study for 12 years. And then after that, I don't have a job pa rin.
Yeah.
Diba? So it's something that, honestly, right now, yun yung dahilan kung bakit kids are starting to think, gusto kong maging YouTuber. Gusto kong,
yeah.
Diba? Those yeah. are the reasons because the curriculum itself, it doesn't support. Eh. Mm-hmm. Parang, if I finish that, what's in it for me?
That's true.
Diba? And we at this point in time, hindi natin pwede sabihin, may pinag-aralan ka. Mm-hmm. No eh. Hindi ganun eh. Because even those who graduated right now are unemployed.
Yeah, dude. It's super cutthroat.
Sobra. Yeah. But at the same time, what's good there is if you're a person with mm-hmm. lots of skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the versatility people need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Next episode on that one. But for mm-hmm. now, we're here at the studio, the Asbury Studio One. So thank you, Asbury, for providing us this place where we could record the podcast. Right now, we're just trying out the video, of course. Equipment.
It's our first video.
Yeah, it's our first video.
Vodcast. It's a vodcast. I hate that word, but it's a vodcast.
Oh, so maybe we should have a vodka here.
Vodka.
Any sponsor?
Vodka.
Anyway, so equipment out there. I think Elgato, of course, Elgato provide equipment also for this for this studio. Social media. You could check out our social media pages: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. The website, of course, www.thenewph.com. Watch out for the announcement of the nominees for the Video Music Awards for 2022.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen May of next year. Yes. But the announcement and voting will come as early as January. Mm-hmm. And for us, of course...
Oh.
Close it.
Wait, my brain is like loading.
Oh, it's B. Of course, okay. No gaslighting, straightforward.
There it is. Okay.
And the way we know best.
Only in black and white.
Have a good night.